Hi. Will you please murder me? What's wrong? Everything. Everything is wrong. I can't feel my legs, and I'm covered in muck, and I just want to go to sleep and never move again, ever. Preferably in a deep hole. I need a hug. No, I'm too tired for a bath. I'll take one in the morning. I just want to take my pants off and get in bed with you. Is that okay? I'm not being sassy. I'm just really tired. So we went on that stupid hike for class today to look at this old building, and it was just... We were literally right up in the mountains in February, and the sun was there, like you could see it, and it was so bright, it was really annoying, like it was getting in your eyes and blinding you and everything, but it wasn't doing shit to help. Like, it was literally so cold, I'm surprised I still have all my fingers, because I forgot my gloves, as always. And so, we're out there surveying the site and whatever, and the mud was literally almost up to your ankles. And there are sheep bucking everywhere. You know what I fucking hate? Of course you know what I fucking hate, but I'm gonna tell you anyway. I hate farm animals. I'm sorry if I sound like a heartless piece of shit, but sheep are gross and scary. Goats, also gross and scary. Horses, not exactly gross, but still scary. And the list goes on. Like, why couldn't it have been puppies and kittens running around eating grass and being cute instead of scaring? Okay, scratch that. Poor things would have caught their deaths, but you know what I mean. So I'm standing there, freezing, freaked out by the sheep, in mud, and they're making us climb over all these fences, and it's just like, why would you take us somewhere so fucking difficult? Like, I mean, there were gorgeous views and stuff when we did get up in the hills proper, but you're too, you know, out of breath to enjoy it properly, and too cold to take pictures that aren't blurry because your hands are shaking. And then this one guy in my class, right, he drove up. Like, he didn't have to do the trek with the rest of us, and it was completely unfair. And then he has the nerve to just park his car somewhere, and it gets in everyone's pictures and completely fucks up the mood, because, you know, we're supposed to be, like, taken back to the whatever million years ago when it was just empty land and blah, blah, blah. And it was just really stupid and unfair. And then on top of that, the bus home was late, and the driver drove past the stop after me hitting the bell like 17 times. So I don't know, maybe he was deaf or something, but in that case, shouldn't there have been some other way to signal him? I don't know. Anyway, I had to walk an extra 10 minutes because he couldn't hear, and it's just... I am so tired, and I missed you. Sorry for whining, I haven't complained all day, and you know how much I love complaining. That was your cue to say something nice, you jerk. Okay, I walked into it. How was your day? Uneventful. Wait. She what? Did you tell her you have a girlfriend who will happily stab someone in the throat? No, I'm not jealous. I'm just... You're mine. Baby bite, you didn't even feel it. It was just so, you know. Next time it won't even be a question. I'm glad you're home early. Because if I came home and you weren't here, I would probably be in tears. But instead, I am all cuddled up with you, and I'm warm. And you're sweet, and you smell really good, and I love you. I'm just so ready for this week to be over, so that we can stay in bed until we're good and ready to face the world together. I know having some time apart is a good thing, and we both need to have our own stuff going on, of course, and it's just, I really, really, really miss you when I'm not with you. That's why I text you so much. Huh? Okay, maybe it's also to check up on you just a little bit, but I can't help it. I kind of don't want to help it. I mean, I like reminding you that I exist. Never forget, it's just handy. Why, do you want me to cut down a little bit? I can if I'm actually being annoying. I know I get carried away and I really like texting you and fuck you, that was mean. No, I'm annoyed with you now. Still annoyed. Less annoyed. You're really good at that. Now stop. I'm sleepy. Just be a good big spoon and let me absorb your warmth. Oh, you know what else though? One of my friends, she brought an extra pair of socks. So I wore them instead of gloves when I was really, really cold. Of course they were clean. Look, desperate times call for desperate measures. Pick up. That helps. Yes, baby.